Welcome to Transformed by Grace, an in-depth Bible study of God's Word presented by the Berean Bible Society. Join us each time on this station as Pastor Kevin brings the transforming message of God's grace revealed through the Holy Scriptures.
The following is called All I Will Ever Need to Know I Learned from Noah. First, don't miss the boat. Second, remember that we as believers are all in the same boat. Third, plan ahead. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark. Fourth, be ready to serve at any age. When you're 600 years old, you may be asked to do something really big. Fifth, there may be critics, but don't listen to them. Just get on with the job that needs to be done. Sixth, build your future on high ground. Seventh, speed isn't everything. It took over 100 years to build the ark. Eighth, when you're stressed, float a while. Ninth, remember the ark was built by amateurs, the Titanic by professionals. Tenth, no matter what the storm, when you're on God's side, you're always safe and secure. Noah was a man of faith. Hebrews 11:7 says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. From Noah's example, we find a man building a huge boat, an ark, not near any water, to save animals and people alive. We hear him proclaiming that a worldwide flood was coming to judge the earth because that's what God had told him. And we can only imagine how people mocked him for 100 years as he built the ark. Nobody understood what he was doing, and it seemed ludicrous. But Noah simply trusted in God and did what God had told him to do. And because of his trust in the Lord, he and his family were saved from the worldwide flood. And this is what King Solomon, under the inspiration and wisdom of God the Holy Spirit, is telling us to do here in Proverbs, to trust in God, to not lean on what we think is best, but to trust the Lord with all our heart, trusting Him even when things are unclear or don't make sense or seem impossible, trusting His Word, His wisdom, His direction, and His plan for our lives. Proverbs 3:5 reads, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Trust in the Lord here is not a suggestion. This is a command. And it's a command in its context and in its dispensational and biblical context. It's a command for Israel under the law to obey. But it's a principle for us, the body of Christ, to adhere to as well, because it is in line with God's will under grace. And it is in line with God's instructions for all of his dispensations as well. The mission of the Berean Bible Society is to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ by proclaiming the whole counsel of God according to the revelation of the mystery. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is a case in point of what we mean by proclaiming the whole counsel of God according to the revelation of the mystery. It means that we can go to all of God's Word. We can read it, we can study it, we can learn from it and apply it as it agrees and does not contradict the message of grace that Christ revealed to Paul for the church, the body of Christ in this age. Because in God's Word, there are commands, instruction, and promises for Israel under the law that only applies to Israel under the law and not us, the church under grace. We often point out the contrasts and the teachings that do not apply to the body of Christ. But here in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and with many other things in the book of Proverbs, we find principles that are in line with what Paul teaches the church under grace, and we can apply them. This is what we mean by rightly dividing the word of truth. The word trust in the Hebrew means to rest one's full weight, to lean with the whole body. It has the idea of laying and stretching out on a bed or resting on a hard surface. To trust in the Lord is to rest your full weight on Him for deliverance and for direction. As trust means to lean with the whole body, we lean on something when we are not strong enough to stand alone. And in life, each of us are not strong enough to stand alone. To trust in the Lord, this command means we need the Lord. And trusting Him and leaning on Him, we find true strength in life. And this word trust carries the idea of confidence and security. When we trust in something, we place our confidence and security in that entity. Putting our trust in the Lord, we put our confidence and our security in the surest thing in the universe, the surest thing in existence. The title Lord here for God is the name Yahweh or Jehovah. This name in Scripture focuses on God's promise-keeping character. When God's Word says to trust in the Lord, it's telling us to trust in the unchanging, faithful God who can be counted on completely. Proverbs 29:25 says, "Whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." Psalm 9:10 says, "And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee." As we know God, we know that He is worthy of our trust. We know He will never leave us or forsake us. We know He cannot, it is impossible for Him to break a promise. Knowing God, we can and we should be confident in our trust because there is true security in Him. And the more we know Him by His Word, the more we trust Him. And this is what God wants, for our trust in Him to grow and to be with all our heart. God doesn't want us to be half-hearted in our trust, rather to be wholehearted in our trust in Him. For God to command this, God is telling us that that's how far we can safely and confidently trust Him. We can trust on Him, rely on Him, depend on Him, lean on Him with all our heart because He is infinitely trustworthy because He will never, ever let us down. The word heart refers to more than just the place where feelings come from. In Scripture, the heart is considered the center of one's inner nature, which includes our feelings and our emotions, but also our thoughts, our beliefs, our concerns, our decisions, our choices. And with all our heart, with all our mind, our soul, our future, our life, God wants us to cast our full weight on Him. We can trust Him without doubt, fear, or distrust. We can surrender and we should surrender and trust Him with all that we are. We can lay our heart at the Lord's feet. We trust our whole being to God's sovereignty. We commit the whole weight of all we are and all we need to His care. With confidence, we place the eternal destiny of our souls completely in His hands, trusting His word that says salvation is of the Lord, that He has the power to save, that He has done everything necessary to save us by Christ's death, burial, resurrection, and we trust Him. And as we place the salvation of our souls completely in His faithful hands, we are also taught by God to place our daily lives completely in His hands. In January 2006, I took a short-term mission trip to the Philippines. For 3 weeks, we traveled all over the Philippines visiting Bible schools and churches. At one of the Bible schools, I was approached by one of the students. He was very troubled by how he was going to pay for his books for the upcoming semester. Now, I saw poverty like I've never seen it before in the Philippines, and so I sympathized with the young man who was nearly overcome by his concern. One of the other students noticed the emotional plea of this young man as he was talking to me, and he came over to listen and to see what was the matter. As he heard this young man pouring his heart out about his need for money to pay for books, he stopped him, and he put his hand on his shoulder, and he said, "Just trust the Lord, man." And for myself and my roommate for the missions trip, this became our motto for the rest of our time in the Philippines, and I've never forgotten it. It should be our motto for life, to just trust the Lord and to live that out.
We'll be returning to the program in just a minute, but first we'd like to take this time to thank you, our partners, for making these programs possible. If you would like to access our library of helpful Bible study tools, go to BereanBibleSociety.org.
Daily Transformation is a paperback 412-page book written by Pastor John Fredrickson. We welcome you as you journey with us through the pages of this devotional to not only learn information, but to benefit from examples of faith and failure and seek to apply God's Word to everyday life. To order your copy, contact the Berean Bible Society for pricing and availability at 262-255-4750 or visit our website at www.BereanBibleSociety.org.
To receive our free full-color 32-page monthly magazine, The Berean Searchlight, call 262-255-4750 or subscribe online at www.BereanBibleSociety.org. Thank you again for your generous gifts. And now, back to the teaching with Pastor Kevin.
We're given a positive command here, to trust the Lord with all our heart. Then we are given a negative command, a negative correction, to don't trust your own understanding. We're taught to lean on the Lord completely with all our weight, but then to lean not and not put any weight on our own understanding. For us to trust in the Lord with all our heart, there needs to be distrust of self. Leaning on our own thinking is to lean on something very, very weak. If we lean on our own insight, our own understanding, and make our thinking the authority, if we lean on that, we're going to fall. Proverbs teaches us about wisdom and where to find it. And we see in verse 5 that we find wisdom by trusting in the Lord. For that to be so, reliance on our own understanding must not be leaned on and must be relinquished and replaced by trust in Him and His wisdom. Tony Evans tells this story. When my oldest son was small, I bought him a bicycle for Christmas. It came with a manual that explained how to put it together, but I did not intend on using the manual. After all, I was finishing my doctorate degree. After studying for 12 years post-high school, he said, I considered myself to be pretty smart. The bike that I had bought for my son had all these nuts and bolts and various parts, but I had decided that I didn't need the manual. I had too much education. I decided to depend on my own human intelligence. 8 hours later, and with just the handlebars on, my wife came to the door and said, "Why don't you read the manual?" Tony Evans said, "Could it be, just maybe, that the bicycle maker knew more about the bicycle assembly than I did? And could it be that the creator, the life maker, knows more about life living than you do?" Most think they can figure things out on their own, that they can just do fine by themselves. But to be truly wise and to make wise choices and decisions in life, We must fight against that internal inclination to trust what we think is always best, and to trust the Lord, and to read and trust the life manual of God's Word instead. Understanding, in verse 5, refers to the mental processes by which you analyze a problem, break it down into smaller parts, and then make a decision about what you are going to do. If we try to figure out life leaning on our own understanding, and if we put what we think ahead of what God thinks, and then make decisions, we're headed for trouble. Jeremiah 10:23 says, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. It is not in us to direct our lives properly and to know the way to go and to make the very best decisions. We need the Lord. We need to trust in the Lord with all our heart for Him to direct our steps in life. And He does this by His Word. Thus, we need to pray as the psalmist prayed to God, order my steps in Thy Word. We need to look to our Creator for Him to direct our steps in life. Self-sufficiency, self-dependence, self-reliance, pride has been the ruin of mankind ever since the fall. Mankind has continually endeavored to live independently of God, thinking that they don't need God and that they know better than He. This self-sufficiency and pride has led then to man rejecting God's way of salvation, that most want to do it their way, rather than yielding to God's truth and trusting in God's way. And God's salvation, God's way, is completely in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, by faith alone in His death for our sins and resurrection. It's not by anything that we do. And in life, after we trust Christ for salvation, we must still do it God's way and not our way, and not lean on our own understanding. A Wycliffe Bible translator named Bernie May shared the following experience. "As an airline pilot, from the first time I sat in the beginner seat beside my instructor, I was taught to trust my instruments. Your instincts will fool you, my instructor rightly told me. You must learn that even though you may feel you are flying south, if your compass says you are flying east, you believe it. Often when a plane is surrounded by swirling mist or fog and being buffeted by strong winds, you may feel you are in a dive and be tempted to pull back on the controls. But if your instruments say you are flying level or even climbing, you'd better believe them. To pull back on the controls might put you into a steep climb, which could cause the plane to stall, drop off in a spin, and leave you out of control." This illustrates what this passage is teaching us as well. Sometimes in life, we can't see clearly, and we don't understand what's going on or why. The circumstances or our emotions and thoughts tell us we must do this or we must do that. But those are the times to lean not on your own understanding or to trust our instincts, which often fool us, but instead, just as a pilot trusts his instruments, we must trust in the Lord with all our heart. The Lord's will and His purposes are always right and good, even if it doesn't look that way from our perspective. We can't always understand why God allows sickness, trouble, death, heartache, but we trust that He is a loving and a faithful God. If we don't believe this, we'll question Him and His will when situations don't match our expectations. That's why we're taught here to lean not on your own understanding. When we don't understand what's happening in life, we just need to trust in the Lord with all our heart. We're not to trust in our own ability to try to figure out life. We'll never figure everything out. were just to trust the Lord. And as one Christian author said, faith means believing in advance what will only make sense in reverse. Proverbs 3:6 says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." The double attitude of trust and distrust, leaning and not leaning, in verse 5 is to lead us to acknowledge God in all our ways. That is, ordering our conduct under a constant consciousness of God's presence, living in dependence on his help and direction. Verse 6 teaches us to live with an awareness of God's involvement in our lives. That Hebrew word for acknowledge speaks of seeing and knowing, and that word knowing means knowing deeply and intimately. It's the kind of knowing that comes with personal experience. It means to know something through and through. In all our ways means in everything we do, in every detail of our life. To acknowledge God in all our ways implies and teaches that God is already present in all areas, in all ways of our lives. And we are just taught to acknowledge him, to remember him, to look for, to see him. A passage like this reminds us that we need to relate all of our lives, every last part, to God. We are to acknowledge God not just on Sundays, but every single day, in all our ways, in everything we do and everywhere we go. When we acknowledge the Lord in all our ways, we agree that he is there and he is Lord, that he has authority over us, the right to give us his direction in every area of our lives. The life of faith is about relating every moment of our life to the Lord. So whether you're shopping for groceries at the supermarket, cooking in the kitchen, paying the bills, sitting at the kids' band concert, reading a book, playing a board game, driving to work, taking a walk, it's acknowledging that God is there and that God cares. Acknowledging the Lord is about putting God at the center of our homes, the center of our marriages, the center of our families. It's acknowledging him as we look at his creation. It's acknowledging him and thanking him for providing us with our employment. It's to look at our finances and to acknowledge him, knowing he has a purpose for our finances. It's to look at our local church and acknowledge that he is there at work and wants us to serve him. And the bottom line is, it's just about keeping God on our minds. From the time you get out of bed all through the day till you go back to bed, it's including him in all parts of our lives, remembering him, praying to him, acknowledging him in all our ways. And God wants us to do that because he cares about every single moment of your life. This passage gives us two key responsibilities: to trust the Lord with all our heart, and second, to acknowledge him in all our ways. When we do, the Lord promises to lead and to direct our paths. That word direct here speaks of cutting a road or clearing a path, and it denotes intensity. God is saying that he will clear all obstacles and make the way clear for us to go. And being a sports fan, it reminds me of a fullback creating a path for the tailback following just behind. God promises not only to lead, but to clear the way for us, that we are to journey on in life. God will give us the guidance to clearly see the pathway that we should walk. God's direction for our lives will never be contrary to his instruction found in his word. He directs the paths of our lives by his word. God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When we trust the Lord and allow him to be a part of all parts of our lives, God doesn't promise to make us wealthy, healthy, popular, or comfortable. He promises something much deeper. that He will direct our paths. He will make it clear what direction we should go in life, that He promises He will be our guide. He will be our road maker. He will reveal the path He wants us to walk. And God's path for each of us is a journey of faith, taking each step in dependence and trust, putting all our weight on Him. And again, under grace, we walk by faith and not by sight. And God's path that He will make clear for us to walk is always a path of righteousness, doing what is right by His word. It is a path that always leads us to being more like our Savior, Jesus Christ. And often along God's paths, we don't fully understand what God is doing, but we are called to just trust Him and know that His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. As this poem puts it, God does not lead me year by year, nor even day by day. But step by step my path unfolds. My Lord directs my way. Tomorrow's plans I do not know. I only know this minute. But He will say, this is the way. By faith, now walk in it. And I am glad that it is so. Today's enough to bear. And when tomorrow comes, His grace shall far exceed its care. What need to worry then or fret? The God who gave His Son holds all my moments in His hand and gives them one by one.
For nearly 80 years, the Berean Bible Society has endeavored to encourage believers everywhere to study God's Word. With this foundation, the believer is equipped to grow spiritually and energized to effectively share the gospel. Through the tools of both traditional and electronic media, we are positioned to reach our world well into the coming generations. Streaming lessons, printed materials, audio teachings, and daily devotionals are all available at the BereanBibleSociety.org.
Thank you again for tuning in to Transformed by Grace. We appreciate your prayer support and the financial gifts. The purpose and mission of the Berean Bible Society is to help you understand the whole counsel of the Word of God. For more information, visit our website at www.BereanBibleSociety.org or give us a call at 262-255-4750. Or if you prefer, write us at the Berean Bible Society, P.O. Box 756, Germantown, Wisconsin, 53022. Now until next time, may you be transformed by God's grace.